Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore here with Mo DeKeel for your Tuesday morning update. Before we start, don't forget, you can get this podcast with no ads. Go subscribe at theathletic.com/NBA show. You also get, you know, the writing and all that stuff too. But most importantly, no advertisements. Busy night on Monday night in the NBA, Mo. And unfortunately, not a lot of great games. This is, you know, normally me and Trey get stuck with the bad games. But tonight, me and you, Mo. But we're going to start in Cleveland, where Karl Anthony Towns hits a game-winning three on the same court that he won the three-point contest on. Huge shot at the end of this game. And the Wolves hold off the Cavs to win 127-122. Now, look, if I didn't describe this game, Mo, you might think, oh, normal basketball game. This game was a game of runs. The Wolves were down as much as 14 early in this game, and then they had a 23-point lead of their own that they blew, but they held on because Karl Anthony Towns was able to hit a three. It was nuts.
It was wild, just the way this game kind of played out. It looked like, hey, the Cavs, that first quarter, they put up 37 points, and you're like, man, this is no Darius Garland out there. Like, what's going on? Like, the Cavs are struggling a little bit coming back from the break with just kind of trying to find their offense. You're like, damn, they put up 37 points in the first quarter. You're thinking like, oh, Minnesota's about to get blown out. But then just slowly and surely, they kind of work their way back into this game and then build up a monster lead. But give the Cavs credit, Dave, for continuing to fight. They got a big game off the bench from Kevin Love, going for 26 points. Chetty Osman for 21 points, all off the bench. Like, those guys really kind of got them back into this game towards the end. And even though Cat hit the big three to put them up and for good, it was really D'Angelo Russell down the stretch. And he's kind of become the Wolves closer in how they're playing games. In Memphis, he had a monster fourth quarter. And this one, he kind of does just enough to keep the Wolves alive and stay alive long enough for Cat to be able to knock down that three.
Yeah, he had 25 points in this game. And, you know, his defense has actually been really good this season. And at the end of this game, him and Anthony Edwards were fantastic. And Patrick Beverley has just been a perfect addition to this team. They were able to really lock up. And for Cleveland, the lack of guards, that's what ultimately bit them. Their offense just couldn't get it done late.
I mean, they're at a tough spot. They're starting Brandon Goodwin. No real shot at Goodwin, but Darius Garland is pretty good, and it's hard to kind of replace that. And I think it just everything they got, the guys off the bench, Tim Frazier and Lamar Stevens, like, that's not enough. You know, you're really struggling in that situation for the Cavs, trying to find that guard depth, and they just don't have it at this point. I mean, you think about it, this season, they've lost Colin Sexton, Ricky Rubio before they traded him. Now Darius Garland's out. They went through three starting level guards. Like, it's just going to be a tough run. They just got to try to hope they've built enough of a cushion to really kind of stay off and stay in the top six.
Yeah, and Anthony Edwards in this game, still not shooting the ball great. 1 of 5 from three, had 17 points. But, you know, his defensive evolution has been fantastic, but it's all on the ball. I want to see him pick it up a notch away from the ball. We're getting a lot of guys talking him up, Mo, and I know that you harp on this. Good defenders can play defense no matter where they are on the court.
Listen, Dave, from where he was last season, let's just be happy he's got some on-ball defense right now. Like, maybe next season we get the off-ball defense. It's progression, so I'll give him some credit there on that end. But yeah, we can't just let him off the hook if you're just if you're going to be so bad and clueless off-ball, you better be like Kawhi on the ball, right? And unstop and just being able to literally just rip the ball out of people's hands. Tell Edwards is doing that. I'm not going to let him slide too much on the off ball, but we're going to give him some time here. It's just his second year, Dave. We're not going to push this too far on him.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And we had some action at the top of the Eastern Conference, Mo. Bulls and Heat, huge game. Man, colossal matchup. Wow, the Heat are good, Mo. The final score here doesn't do the game justice. I mean, the Heat won 112-99. It didn't really ever feel close.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't really for the most part. Like, it felt like, you know, the Heat built the lead. The Bulls made a little bit of a run in the second quarter, but after that, it just kind of got blown open. A 21-36 point third quarter really kind of just opened the door for Miami. And this is what Miami's been doing all year, and people haven't really been noticing. They're 8-2 against the Bulls, Bucks, Nets, and Sixers. You know, we're not giving them a ton of credit for just how dominant of a team they've been, you know, all through the year, and they've dealt with, just like everybody else, COVID issues, injuries issues. No Kyle Lowry tonight for the Heat. Still continuing to roll. They just couldn't stop. Gabe Vincent had a monster night with 20 points. I mean, they're just on a good roll right now, and not on a good roll. They're having a hell of a season, and I think it's kind of going largely unnoticed.
And we talked about it a little bit last week on Nerder, and we gave a lot of the credit to Eric Spoelstra. The truth is, they're getting production from just everybody. You mentioned Gabe Vincent had a 20-point game, 15 from Jimmy Butler, 15 from Bam Adebayo, 20 off the bench from Tyler Hero, 13 from Max Strus. I mean, this was a team effort, but I want to single out Bam Adebayo because since he's come back, Mo, he's kind of been killing it. Looks like he never missed a beat.
Oh, he's been unbelievable. Just in the month of February, he's averaging, leading the Heat in scoring with 22 points. Like, he didn't have a monster scoring night tonight, just 6-8, got 15 points, but does everything else they need, including a monster block on Vucevic where he comes down, you know, just a recovery, right? Looks like he's beat, comes from behind and is able to just beat that shot up off the backboard. Is outstanding, right? Like, you know, if he was healthy, if he played more games this year, he would probably be considered defensive player of the year, or at least in the running just right now. He doesn't have enough games under his belt for that. We'll see where the numbers finish up, but he'd be right there in the mix. That's just how good he's been for the Miami Heat.
Yeah, that block that he got on Vooch reminded me of the Giannis blocking the alley-oop attempt, the way that he recovered. Not so much the block, but the recovery itself. And then he wound up picking up another block right after that. I mean, he was just all over the place in this game and just has looked fantastic since he's come back. And one of the big reasons, Mo, why I think you're right, man, we're sleeping on the Miami Heat. And I'm one of those people. I have also not been talking about the Miami Heat enough, so I'll own up to that.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. That's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
In Memphis, Ja Morant ended Jakob Poeltl's career. The score doesn't even matter. Memphis won. One of the biggest dunks I've ever seen, Mo. What in the...
It was absolutely amazing. And from where he took off, it's one of those things where we talk about this all the time with Ja Morant. He does an absurd, at least one absurd thing a game, you know, and this one was this game. He had two, because not long after that, he had the buzzer beater, which, by the way, we're not giving enough credit to Steven Adams for an unbelievable full court pass to Ja with like 0.4 seconds on the clock. And Ja makes a bucket off of that. Just absurd stuff from Ja Morant. Like, just the way the kid plays, he's amazing. He's excitement every game. He's going to do something like that. And the more important thing is, if he's going to try a dude every time, right? Like, he's coming for them. You know, some guys would go up at Poeltl. Poeltl, by the way, very good rim protector, probably like one of the top five rim protectors in the NBA right now. And he just put him on a poster like it was nothing. And he took off just a step inside the paint. Like, that was the thing that was more impressive than anything else. And he hammered that baby home.
It was nuts. And John Morant, by the way, also scored a career high 52 points in this game. That's the most points scored in a single game in Memphis history.
Give him
Grizzlies
another
50 history.
For the dunk. Give him another 50. He scored 102 points for me, Dave.
As far as I'm concerned, just give him the dunk contest title as well. And funny thing that happened at the end of the game, the 50th point came on a layup, and Jakob Poeltl didn't contest because he thought Ja was going to go up and bang on him. And Mo, I got to tell you, look, Ja's had a lot of almost posters. I want to print this out and hang it up in the office.
But more importantly about this game, forget the dunk, forget the buzzer beater. The Spurs cut the lead to 5 in the fourth quarter, and Ja scores the next 13 points for the Grizzlies, right? Like, he just puts the team on his back. He closes them out. And that's bigger than any dunk, any buzzer beater, and all of that stuff. Him going in there and saying, like, you're not coming back. He subbed in and went on to just a, hey, get on my back, guys. I got you. And took him the rest of the way.
And here's the thing, Mo, because the way he does it is unique. In this game, he only took 4 threes, right? It's not like he shot a lot of free throws. He only shot 7 free throws. But he gets to the rim on drives. I mean, just, you cannot stop him. I described it as water. He just flows right through the defense. Right. Mo, who does he remind you of? Anybody? Like, no one comes to mind the way, because he's shifty, but he's also sharp and explosive, splitting doubles behind his back and just gets around everyone in front of him. It's remarkable.
Yeah, I can't even come up with the comp. I hear everybody, the broadcast was talking about, well, they were kept naming different guys. He's a little bit like this guy, a little bit like that guy. Like, he's all these guys in one. And, you know, they were throwing names, Dwayne Wade, Tony Parker out there. I've heard Bill Simmons kind of compare his relentlessness to Michael Jordan going into the paint. I've heard people compare it to Giannis in you know, his paint attacks and things like that. I really just think it's just, he's Ja Morant. That's it, you know, and there's no real sort of way to describe it. You know where he's trying to go. He's trying to get into the paint every time, and he's going to fool you by going towards the sideline and getting you to jump that way. And then he gets right to the paint. It's unbelievable the way he's able to do this night in and night out. But that's just how good he is.
And he just continues to get better. And I'm telling you, Mo, the off-the-dribble three that he worked to add has just been a game changer for them this season. He's been spectacular. This is the Ja Morant Show, everybody. That's going to do it for the show, folks. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Don't forget, keep it locked in right here to the Athletic NBA Show. All week long, we got great stuff coming for you. Mo, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding.